Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New court decision bolsters New York healthcare workers' case. That's our topic today on Faith and Freedom. Hi, I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media for Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver's out today, but joining me is our Associate Vice President of Legal Affairs, Daniel Schmidt. Thanks for being with me today, Daniel.
My pleasure, Holly.
Great. Well, this case, it seems like we've been dealing with these New York healthcare workers and defending them against these COVID shot mandates for years now, I think. And fortunately, there's been a new decision that has prompted us to file a supplemental authority to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals on their behalf.
That's right. We have been fighting these particular mandates in Maine and New York in particular for 3 years now. Beginning in October of 2021 when the mandates were issued. We had fought in the district court to attempt to obtain injunctive relief. We failed there, took it up on appeal, were sent back down on a number of things, and then the district court ultimately dismissed the claim, saying that the plaintiffs there, their religious beliefs didn't matter. During the course of the appeal, when it looked like, after a similar case in Maine had come back and said, no, this looks like a violation of the First Amendment and you should be able to probe your claims in discovery, New York saw that and saw the writing on the wall with their particular mandate. And while we were on appeal, revoked the mandate.
Of course. Now, these healthcare workers, of course, they refuse to take the COVID shot due to their deeply held religious beliefs because the COVID shots are all associated with aborted fetal cells. And speaking of New York, the New York Supreme Court also has struck down several of these COVID shot mandates for other state healthcare workers and New York City employees that declare the mandates are arbitrary and capricious.
And they are arbitrary and capricious. Now, our claim is not based on the New York provisions like those cases are. Mm-hmm. Ours is based on Title VII of the Civil Rights Act and the First Amendment. And when the state revoked them, what they did that for was to try to avoid the litigation that would ensue. So you had the New York Supreme Court and the appellate court subsequently affirmed it, that it's arbitrary and capricious under New York's law. You had the First Circuit in a similar case out of Maine say, this looks like a violation of the First Amendment. And now you have the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for a case out of the Los Angeles Unified School District saying, yes, this looks like a claim to us as well. What New York did to try to avoid all of those implications was revoke the mandate and say, never mind. We don't care anymore. Doesn't matter that you were all fired. The court can't do anything now because we don't have a mandate anymore. Everybody go home.
Right. So this case in Los Angeles, these Los Angeles school district employees lost their jobs for refusing the COVID shot. Sounds familiar. And sued the district for compensatory damages, alleging the First Amendment violations. And interestingly enough, the Ninth Circuit declared a case is not moot when the effects from alleged First Amendment violations have not been permanently reversed.
That's correct. And that's what we have in New York as well, which is you don't get to depart the field after having inflicted the injury on the plaintiff.
Right, because they keep saying, well, the mandates are gone, so the case is moot. You don't have anything, right?
Correct.
But we're saying no.
What we say is, well, right, but the injury is still there. You inflicted the injury on these individuals, one, by forcing them to choose between their religious beliefs or their employment.
Right.
They chose, admirably so, to follow their religious convictions.
And lost their jobs as a result.
Every single one of them were fired by the force of the state. Because if you'll recall, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, went to a church, of all places, and said, you guys are the smart ones.
I remember.
You're all vaccinated.
You need to bow down to me.
These other people are not the smart ones. Called them fools and buffoons and all the rest because they wanted to exercise their religious convictions. All of our plaintiffs here stood up for their convictions. They were fired. And now they're still fighting for their day in court with the state saying, it doesn't matter. We haven't... we revoked the mandate. What's your problem? Well, we have a big problem because some of them were forced to move out of the state so that they could find employment. Others are still searching for employment, and all because they wanted to exercise their religious convictions. This decision out of the Ninth Circuit is helpful to us because it says, no, wait a minute. Just because you revoke a mandate in the middle of litigation, that looks like a litigation tactic for one, which is what we've said. And also, it looks like you're trying to avoid the consequences of your actions. The First Amendment doesn't work that way. If you impose the injury on the plaintiffs, which they have here, they fired them all.
Right.
For the mere fact of exercising their religious convictions.
And that's damages right there.
It is damages. And Title VII entitles them. That's the Civil Rights Act provision, which deals with employment law. That entitles them to damages as well, which is to say, the hospitals, it doesn't matter if the state forced you to do it. Title VII says that you have an exception when the government comes in and says, you must do this. If it violates other provisions of federal law, namely the First Amendment, which we have here, you should not have followed that. And because you did, we're entitled to damages. And so we're still fighting in New York to have our day in court so that we can prove, one, that there was a constitutional violation, two, that there was a violation of Title VII, and three, that these individuals are entitled to compensation for the gross intrusion into their religious community.
Right. And, you know, this whole COVID thing was such an example of how the government wants to control American citizens, which is not the purpose of the government, of course, to come in and say, you have to do this, you can't do this, or you lose your job. And as you said before, the First Amendment, there should be no choice between somebody's employment and their faith. That is not correct under the Constitution. But you're seeing the government, and in New York is one example with that governor. Obviously, we know where she stands. In Maine, another example, where they're coming in and say, you will do as we say, and you will be happy about it. It doesn't matter. And if you don't, then you suffer the consequences.
That's right. And they almost put in, I think it was Justice Gorsuch who famously opined in one of the COVID church cases that there's no pandemic pause button for the First Amendment. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
And in a decision, we took up our similar healthcare case out of Maine to the Supreme Court, and he wrote a dissent in that decision saying, you know, it doesn't matter that there's a pandemic going on, and it doesn't matter that you think people exercising their religious convictions might be a risk to society. The First Amendment made that choice for us. Almost 250 years ago, we said, no, we value religious beliefs. We're going to prioritize them. Title VII does the same thing.
And the government was created by our founders to protect our religious freedom, not to take it away.
Not run roughshod over
right.
it, which is what they have done here.
And there's no exception in the Constitution. If you have COVID or the bird flu or whatever, there's no exception to your religious freedom.
No, in cases going back over a century, we said the values that are enshrined in our founding documents, namely the First Amendment, they only matter if we're willing to apply them when they pinch as much as when they're easy. So when it's difficult, do we really value it? Well, yeah, maybe it inflicts a little bit of risk on us. Maybe it inflicts a little bit of harm. Maybe we don't particularly like that in a certain circumstance. Maybe fear is running roughshod over society because namely, the government was pushing it during COVID.
Right.
But maybe people are fearful. That's fine. But fear in a pandemic and particular risks are not enough to override the religious convictions of individuals. Mm. And that's what the government did during COVID. Numerous instances of it. Closing churches, forcing vaccinations on healthcare workers, forcing it on military service members, turning us all into guinea pigs. All of those ran roughshod over the First Amendment, where we said, no, in this country, we value religious freedom. We value the inherent worth of an individual's sincere religious convictions, and they're permitted to exercise them.
Right, which
not just believe them, exercise them in day-to-day life.
Right.
And the government precluded them from doing it.
Which is why we kept going to court to, you know, defend those churches that said, no, we're not going to lock down, to defend those healthcare workers, those military personnel, all those people that said, no, I will not take this shot. I have religious freedom. I have a religious exemption. And we're still fighting that in some of these cases.
We are here 3 years going on.
You think it'd be done, right? But
well, the pandemic seemed long. The injury inflicted on our healthcare workers in New York seems longer. But we don't rest here until we obtain the justice we were seeking on their behalf, and we won't. We didn't with the church cases. We won't with our healthcare workers. And at Liberty Counsel, we fight day in and day out to make sure that these individuals whose religious beliefs were violated by a government that was formed to protect them get the relief they deserve from both the federal courts and from the hospitals that terminated them and from the states that forced this on them to begin.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for all you do. Daniel is part of our legal team. If you want to stay informed on this case and many others that Liberty Counsel is fighting, go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.